Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tim McCarver. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The right fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Robertson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Blass. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Steve Blass. And now, play ball. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball four. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Fairley reaches third base with a triple. Jorgensen goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Expos. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fairley scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ferry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo takes first base on ball four. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McCarver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robertson moves to second. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass hits a line drive towards third. McCarver catches it and throws to second to double up Robertson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt bunts towards the mound. Blass fields it and throws to first for the out. McCarver moves to second. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCarver moves to third. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stoneman, and towards Foley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day, who is chasing the ball. Oliver reaches third base with a triple. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stargell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Day hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Ferry reaches second base with a double. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a pop-up towards first. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Ferry moves to third. Two outs. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ferry scores. It's 3-0, Expos. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Humphrey hits a fly ball into right field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stoneman strikes out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bobby Wine now playing third base. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass is 0 for 1 in the game. Blass strikes out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley hits a pop-up towards first. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ferry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Day moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Humphrey hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0 for 2 in the game. Stoneman hits a fly ball into right field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanguillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Sanguillan moves to second. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett pinch hits for Steve Blass. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Stoneman covering, for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Cash reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cash scores. It's 3-1, Expos. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Oliver hits a pop-up towards third. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 3 in the game. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rennie Stennett now playing right field. Luke Walker now pitching. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Woods pinch hits for Jim Ferry. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing left field. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a line drive into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hebner moves to third. Two outs. Milt May pinch hits for Gene Alley. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. Gene Klein's pinch runs for Milt May. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Stennett strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.